You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Happy Monday. We are finally doing it. It is late. I don't like doing them this late, but this is the first time that I've like sat down literally all day. Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it is your team every day. I'm your man on the ground, Isaiah Hull, publisher of Wolverines Wire through USA Today Sports Media Group. We're going to touch a bunch of different things. And it's funny how whenever we start this, Zuri just pops right off the couch and comes right to my side. Hears me talking and she's just like, I want to be a part of this. Anyway, there's a bunch of stuff. We didn't have a Friday show last week because, as I'm sure any of you who were in the process of buying a house know and getting ready to move, you just get inundated. That's kind of been me. And then, you know, I was going to make up for it on Saturday, but I didn't get home until I was gone all day. Gone busy yesterday, too. But Saturday, we're going to make up for it by doing a, you know, probably be relatively late, but we'll do a spring game reaction show. So that will make up for the episode that we missed. Not in this month. It won't make up for it in March, but it'll make up for it in the week. Anyhow, let's just get to a bunch of different things. I think the latter half of the show, we're going to talk about my piece of the spring risers that I put up yesterday. Listen, it's somewhat arbitrary because, like, you know, there's not like a lot coming out of this spring in the way that maybe they were once upon a time, but I still think it's worth, you know, kind of reading between the lines and a bunch of different things and all of that. So let's just get to like the multiple things that need to be gotten to in segment one. So I think the most important thing is Jaden Davis set his commitment date and his top five. Let's see if I can remember offhand. Michigan, Ohio State, Clemson, North Carolina, and Tennessee, I believe. No one expects him to go anywhere other than Michigan, but certainly I am old enough to remember when that was the case for others that were high profile recruits and they ended up somewhere else. So don't get too high yet. Don't get too low. You know, expect that he's probably going to choose Michigan. If for whatever reason he pulls a head fake and goes somewhere else, but I can't see happening, then, you know, wish him the best and move on and hope Michigan can rectify it. But I don't expect that to happen, right? And apparently my internet is not working because I was going to try to pull up something here with it. But so that is big news. It all signs point to Michigan. So don't be alarmed by what I just said, but always have caution when it comes to recruiting. I'm old enough to remember Deshaun Hand's recruitment. Everyone and their brother was saying Deshaun Hand was going to pick Michigan. And then he comes up and picks Alabama, shocking everybody. So that's always a cautionary tale. That said, I don't expect that to be the case. I fully expect Jaden Davis to pick Michigan. So that's the great news. That's happening on Friday, I think 1:30-ish. I can't remember exactly what. Now, because the internet's working, it's just taking an hour and a half, which is annoying because there's nothing else taking up bandwidth here. So it's I was going to try to pull up his ranking because I know it's kind of changed, right? He's not a consensus 5-star anymore. That's okay. He can be like a 100 type guy, you know, that has the capability of being a 5-star. I mean, he was one. Obviously you'd rather finish a 5-star than start one. You know, I think that's probably why fans aren't asking constantly what's happening with Keon Sabb. You know, you would think that would be a thing, right? Everyone would be like, what's happening with Keon Sabb? Is Keon Sabb, you know, how's he doing? How's he looking? Is he going to participate? Because he was a 5-star at one point. Yet, we aren't talking about it. All right, I'm just not going to do this, apparently, because the internet's just not going to work. Other big news is that Michigan announced their spring trip, and it's multiple locations, a 5-location extravaganza. So I'm thinking I might actually go on at least part of it. I don't know if I'll do the whole thing. I think I'll go to New York and D.C. But that's two of the places they're going, New York, D.C. They are going to the National Holocaust Museum, which explains why when Justin Spiro was trying to have his gotcha, he's like, hey, I have a friend at the Holocaust Museum, and he says he didn't, that Michigan hasn't even talked to them about setting up a visit. Well, because they were going to the big one, not the Michigan one. So that's what happens when you try to pretend like you're doing a good service, you know, behind the name of a rivalry, I guess. No one believed that Justin Spiro was being altruistic with that. I mean, if you know who he is, he's a Michigan State slappy. So certainly not doing things for the sake of altruism here. So they are going to New York. They're going to Washington, D.C. They're going to the Holocaust Museum. They are going to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. They are going to Canton, Ohio to go to the NFL Hall of Fame. And it appears that they're also going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. It's kind of funny. They're going to two Ohio places. Michigan really trying to own Ohio as much as possible, apparently. So that's pretty ambitious. And, you know, they went around all over the state of Michigan. That's a lot different than going around the Eastern Seaboard. Certainly, like, you know, they went to Paris. They also went to Normandy. They didn't travel that much outside of Rome. I don't know exactly what they ended up doing in South Africa and, you know, exactly where they went. But that's, again, it's something that Michigan does that other programs don't. And it'll be really interesting to see what comes of that. I think it's so cool that they are doing things like that. And it should play a little bit more of a role in recruiting than it does. But I think having gone on hiatus for a little while, not necessarily going overseas, you know, it's not necessarily going to do it. Blake Corum today was posted on Michigan's Twitter bench pressing, and he put up an astounding 30 reps at 225. Completely surrounded by his mostly shirtless teammates, including J.J. McCarthy. It was kind of jarring. But he, I mean, the 30 is not like the best that you've ever seen in the NFL combine by a running back. There are like 10 guys, I think, or maybe a little bit more, maybe like 11 or 12, who have had 30 or better bench presses in the NFL combine from the tailback position. And I say tailback because the leading guy was a fullback from Wake Forest who had 36, but not by much, right? 36, 34, 32, 31, and 30. And seven of those that I mentioned out of that like 12-ish number had 30. And keeping in mind, Blake Corum has a chance to get better, but that's it. When you look at that list, though, not a lot of those guys were like, okay, they're putting up 30 pounds in the bench press, but they're also a high level type guy. That is kind of the difference. So Samaje Perine put up 30. That might be the highest name that I saw there. So I mean, that is huge, and it's even bigger that Michigan got him back. And to see the way his teammates completely were egging him on. You know, the person that was front and center that looked the happiest was Donovan Edwards, right? So that just speaks volumes about this team. It speaks volume about Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards, who they are, you know, Blake Corum's work ethic, Donovan Edwards is being a quintessential teammate. It's just absolutely amazing. All right, let's see if there's anything else I want to cover here before we move on. Jed Howard decided to go to the NBA. Sounds like he's going to be a first-round pick. That's the right decision, even if it was kind of a disappointing single year at Michigan. Again, don't say anything bad. You wish the best of luck to him. But for whatever reason, particularly with Michigan basketball guys, they always get this anger that goes towards them when they leave early. I don't get it. All right, last thing. Michigan hockey heading to the Frozen Four. I can't speak intelligently about it enough to be able to have done a whole segment on it, but huge. Number one, being down 1-0 to Penn State for a period and a half. Well, do I have that right? Or did they? I think I have that wrong. I didn't watch the whole game. I didn't realize it was on because I was like doing a bunch of stuff, as I mentioned at the top of the show. And then I turned it on, being like, oh, dang, I got to get onto this. And halfway through the third, Michigan down 1-0, even though they had outshot Penn State after coming off of an 11-1 win over Colgate. Finally, Adam Fantilli with a score in traffic. And then they go to OT, and it takes no time for Mackie Samostevich to break free and score the game winner. Michigan heading to the Frozen Four to face Quinnipiac, one seed versus one seed down in Tampa, the 27th Michigan Frozen Four. That is impressive. It is so impressive. All right, we are going to continue on. We're going to get to my 10 risers. That was a bunch of, that was a touching them all. We just hit a bunch of things. We're going to get to my spring risers here momentarily. Before we do, the Built March Madness bracket is here. We know you have a favorite bar or puff, and now's your time to make it count. Go to builtmarchmadness.com to vote for your favorites. You know I'll be voting for the coconut brownie. Or sorry, do I have that right? I think I coconut brownie chunk? I'm just confusing myself. I believe that's it. And if you want... If you want Michigan hockey to win the Frozen Four, well, then you'll be voting for that bar, too. I don't know how that correlates, but okay. Support your team, support your bar or puff. And when you vote for your favorite bar or puff, then you will be entered into a drawing where 50 lucky Locked On listeners will get a free box of Built. Not only that, one Locked On fan will win a 12-month subscription to Built to have Built's best bars or puffs delivered monthly straight to your door. You gotta try Built. Built, the best protein bar ever. Seriously, they are so amazing, you won't think that they're good for you. What makes Built bars and puffs so good? Well, for starters, they're all high in protein, low in sugar, and covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right, real chocolate. So run to BuiltMarchMadness.com right now to vote for your favorite bar or puff and pick up a box while you're there. You can vote every day in March, so hop in and support your pick. If you're watching on video, you'll notice I have way too much headroom. It's because I decided to wear this beautiful Homefield Michigan shirt. But I have been gaining weight like a madman. I don't have my treadmill that I normally have because it's in storage. And that will be coming out of storage when I move into the house. So I've just been gaining weight like a madman. And so I don't want you to see all of me. Where I, and now I've made the shot look bad. Okay. Oh well. All right. Let's get to the rankings. My rankings here that I put together. Michigan spring football risers. Now this is not like a internal, like this isn't inside info. It's far from it. It's kind of me reading in between the lines based off of like the names that we've heard. And I decided to rank them, you know, based off of just kind of, you know, arbitrarily how important they are, how, you know, how much they've risen, how, like, you know, whatever. So we'll do 5 and 5. That's how we will do it. So number 10, I put Jack Tuttle, the backup quarterback, but incoming transfer from Indiana via Utah. And we've heard multiple times about Jack Tuttle. It sounds like, you know, again, in between the lines type stuff that he has surpassed Davis Warren. I mean, Michigan gave him to us in media availability last week. That's usually a pretty good sign. Like I've said time and time again, they don't give you guys that aren't going to do anything. It's just, I mean, every now and again, it'll happen, but very rarely, unless they're just giving you all the quarterbacks, and that wasn't the case. Now, they did give us him and A.J. Barner the same day, so it certainly could have been that they were giving us the Indiana transfers, but... nonetheless, I mean, it sounds like he's at least for now surpassed Davis Warren. I mean, Jim Harbaugh talked about how good he looked in the first week of spring practice. It seems like it's just been a constant behind anytime anyone's asked, like behind JJ, who's really impressed you? Jack Tuttle's been the name mentioned. And considering Michigan might have to rely on a backup quarterback, most teams do at least for a little while. That's, you know, it's important. So Jack Tuttle is my number 10. Number 9, Rayshon Benny. He's gotten some mention. He's probably gotten more mention, enough mention where he should have been a bit higher on this list, to be honest. But Rayshon Benny, I had a number 9. Had a couple people discuss him. I couldn't find the problem with having so many quotes and everything. Sometimes it's hard to find. So I tried to go back and support my rankings with quotes from the players that we talked to, and I couldn't necessarily find what I was looking for in a couple cases. But Chris Jenkins said this past week, he's a beast. He comes off the bulk quick, saying he really fully expects him to take this next step forward. I know that he has gotten other mentions other than that. I feel like I've heard more about Rayshon Benny than I have Mason Graham or Kenneth Grant. Now, we haven't had Rayshon Benny. We have had Kenneth Grant. I think we've had Mason Graham. I can't remember. I think I had the first week of spring ball or something like that. So take it for what it's worth when it comes to that. But Rayshon Benny, that they need him to really step up, and he started to late last year, so I'm excited to see where he goes. So he's my number 9. Number 8, Derek Moore. I'm going kind of off of speculation on this one. He hasn't been getting mentioned, which is a little bit alarming. It seems that the guys who are ahead of him on this list are the ones that are mentioned a heck of a lot more. So, Derek Moore did get this quote from Jalen Harrell a few weeks back. Derek just keeps getting better each and every day. He's going to be a problem. Derek's doing well. I'm pretty sure that was something I asked him directly. Haven't really gotten a lot of direct stuff from Derek Moore, but considering how he was talked about last year, especially this time last year, how he, when he was in spot duty, he did pretty well. Didn't jump off the page necessarily, but did pretty well. And the fact that guys tend to make their biggest jump from year one to year two. And he's a guy that's needed. That's why I put Derek Moore at number 8. That one's more speculative on my part. Number 7 is Benjamin Hall. It seems like there's been a couple reports out there about the early enrollee freshman running back. I've said this before, and I'm looking at the picture I took. His legs are Chris Evans-esque. Maybe a little bit bigger. Like, he has got some power down there. And he's a different type of back. Like, we haven't necessarily heard as much about Kalel Mullings. I mean, really, we haven't heard much about any of the running backs in general, partially probably because, you know, we haven't talked to Blake Corum or Donovan Edwards because they've been injured, so therefore, we're not talking to those guys. But Benjamin Hall, we've heard, has broken out a couple nice runs in camp and is certainly outplaying his ranking. So it's exciting to hear that. Regardless of, people are going to get mad, of course. It's like, oh, low 3-star, shake your fist at him. Michigan's had pretty good luck with those guys at the bottom of the recruiting rankings most of the time. If my internet was working a little bit better, I'd probably go and do a quick deep dive on that. But just trust me on that one. I mean, guys like Ronnie Bell, Quiddy Pay, bottom of Michigan's recruiting rankings, and yet they've done pretty good. Let's see. Okay, internet is working. So let's do that for 2 seconds. 2 seconds, because then we've got one more player, and then we're going to keep going here. Okay, nope, internet's not. It decided it's not working. It works for 2 seconds and then decided it doesn't work. Gotta love AT&T. All right, so never mind that. Nonetheless, Benjamin Hall, I'm excited to see him on Saturday. Number 6, finishing out this segment, is Jaden McBurrows. His mention wasn't from current players in practice. His mentions came from, more importantly in some ways, Jamon Green and DJ Turner at Pro Day. I asked both of them, who's going to surprise people? Who do you think is going to be that guy that takes a big step forward? And this time next year, everyone's going to be talking about both of them. Jaden McBurrows. Now, we haven't heard as much about him in spring from the current players. There has been a picture that surfaced over the weekend. Not of him doing anything, but of, you know, nonetheless, again, like I've said, Michigan posts pictures of guys. Sometimes it's random. Sometimes it's kind of like foreshadowing. But I certainly think that he's had the opportunity. Will Johnson having been out with injury. No Jamon Green. No DJ Turner. It's Mike Sainer still. Jaden McBurrow, Amarion Walker. So I'd imagine he's getting a lot more opportunity. I'm excited to see what he does on Saturday. All right, we're going to continue on here momentarily. To finish out with the top five. Might speed along a little bit because we're taking a lot of time here. And it's already 9:14 my time here. So we will do that momentarily. Before we do, the tournament is heating up and there's no better place to get on the action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. That's because right now, FanDuel is giving new customers a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Just go to FanDuel.com/lockedon and sign up today to claim your no-sweat first bet. And then you can wager on everything from the money line to point spreads, which team will be cutting down the net, all in an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss your shot at no-sweat first bet. Up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/lockedon to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel. I don't know why the internet sometimes. Before we do that I want to just kind of go through here real fast. Now, the bottom of 2022, it will pull up the recruiting rankings. None of those guys have done anything yet. So, okay, whatever. I mean, they've been on campus for 1 year. The top has so far. 2021, Rod Moore was near the bottom. We're kind of waiting on some of these other guys. The bottoms was going lowest to highest, higher rather. Dom Judiz, Tommy Doman, who you'll obviously see this year. Ike Iwana, TJ Guy, Jaden McBurrows, Andrell Anthony, Rod Moore. I mean, Rod Moore was a solid. He was 506 in the country. So it wasn't like he was really doing anything crazy. 2020, Chris Jenkins. I mean, the lowest was Dan Villari, but Chris Jenkins was the second lowest recruit. A bunch of guys who aren't on the team anymore. Aaron Lewis, Cornell Wheeler, William Mohan. Still kind of waiting on Reese Atterbury, Matt Hibner. Then you got Nakai Hill Green. He was the last three-star in the composite from 2020. 2019, we'll just do 2019 and 2018, and then we got to start getting through to these guys. Or internet. Okay, I was going to say internet's slowing down. Joey Velasquez, he's done great on, he was the lowest in 2019. He's done great on special teams. He's made big plays on special teams. Outside of that, Quintel Kent never made it on the team due to a medical issue. George Johnson transferred. Gabe Newberg had a medical and ended up quitting football. And then Mike Sainer still, 595 in the country. So bottom fifth words. Again, Michigan's done really good kind of with some of the lower rated guys. It seems like every time. And then you look at the year before. I mean, it's the bottom one is Jake Moody, then Ronnie Bell, then German Green, then Hassan Haskins, and Luke Schoonmaker, then Michael Barrett, then Vincent Gray. I mean, the 2018 class, they just hit on so many guys. Even guys that didn't, like, do a heck of a lot, like Cam McGrone. Like, he had a good year and then bounced. But, and then the guys that they didn't hit on, Miles Sims did really well at Georgia Tech. Joe Milton's doing really good at Tennessee. Jalen Mayfield, Ryan Hayes, Jamon Green, Christian Turner just transferred to Indiana. Taylor Upshaw just transferred to Colorado. I mean, it's just an insane evaluation class. All right. I wasted way too much time on that. We got five more players. We're going to do this a little bit more, a little bit quicker here. So my number five is actually two. It's Samaj Morgan and Frederick Moore. It seems like they've been constantly mentioned, and they're usually mentioned in tandem. I feel a little bit more excited about Samaj Morgan. I feel like he's definitely going to see some time as a freshman. The word on the street is he doesn't necessarily have like elite speed, but I think he has that Ronnie Bell penchant to get open. So I'm excited to see what he does. Frederick Moore, we'll find out more about him. I'm just here soon. Oh, I love that my editor changed Braden McGregor to Brian McGregor. I don't know why he did that. That's fun. Braden McGregor is my number four. He's the one that's getting talked about the most as the edge rusher. He's getting talked about the same way that Mike Morris was. So I'm excited to see what he's going to do this year. And I think that he's more confident, and I think that's what has held him back after his injury. Again, I'm not predicting this, but remember a long time ago, I said that whatever Aiden Hutchinson does, Braden McGregor will do better than that. I'm not anticipating that, but man, if that came true, you will never hear the end of it from me. It'll be like my constant Hassan Haskins victory lap. Number three, I have Tyler Morris. Again, Michigan gave him to us. You can see pictures of him making big plays. He's in the Ronnie Bell type position. It's his second year. He's also getting over an ACL injury from high school. I think he's just primed and ready to go. He's gotten quite a few mentions in press conferences as well. Number two is Chris Jenkins. I know he was already a starter. It kind of sounds like a weird thing. I'm kind of talking more of the leadership. He's talked about by his fellow teammates the same way that Mozzie Smith was talked about last year. So you got Braden McGregor that's being talked about the same way that Mike Morris was talked about, and Chris Jenkins being talked about the same way that Mozzie was, where it was just like he's the heart of that defensive front. He's the one who sets the tone. He's really been a leader for everybody, and he's becoming better and better as a player as well. So my number one's obviously Amarion Walker. I mean, he's the one that's been constantly mentioned. He's the one that Jim Harbaugh called a unicorn, an alien, you name it. It just sounds like he is raring to go. Now, we did hear from Mike Sanders still. He said he's still raw. So who knows how that will play out, but nonetheless, I am very excited to see what Amarion Walker does on Saturday in particular. All right, that's going to do it for us today. We will talk to you again on Tuesday. We have, we're getting Sharone Moore and Jesse Minter tomorrow on Tuesday. So certainly we are going to do takeaways from what they have to say, unless there's some other big breaking news. Wednesday, we'll play it by ear. Wednesday, I'm also signing for my house. So, maybe I'll just talk about that. Thursday, we'll do the mailbag. Friday, we'll talk about whatever Jaden Davis does. Saturday will be spring game. That's the plan for the week. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Peace.